The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The real voting, the voting that matters, the voting around that round table. And Alison Spittle is with me, the comedian, to talk about it. Have you been watching The Traitors, Alison?
Yeah, and there's still time to get Paddy on the ticket. Let's get Paddy for president.
You think Paddy would make a good president, do you?
I think he'd do as good a job as a lot of them.
As far as I'd throw him.
And it's same with every politician. Yeah.
What have you enjoyed most about Traitors?
So I love The Traitors. I think it is the World Cup for lion toe rags. And it is a beautiful sport. There's athleticism like no other watching it. Now, I myself, I know I would be horrible on The Traitors. I would use everything in my back pocket. That means bringing up childhood traumas, crying, lying.
So when you say you'd be horrible on it, you'd be a horrible contestant, or you'd be very good at as a contestant because you would act in a horrible way?
I think they're both the same thing, aren't they? Like, because there's a lot of people getting a lot of, like, what I love about The Traitors in Ireland, Ireland is such a small country that, like, you are, like, two steps away from, knowing, you know, there's someone who knows a cousin of someone who's been on The Traitors. And we know that there's going to be, there is a call out now for casting. We as a country need to cop on, and we need to be nice to the people that are on The Traitors now, because no one interesting will ever enter The Traitors if we crucify anyone on The Traitors this year.
Do you worry about that? About
Absolutely.
The amount of hate that they're getting when they come out, so many of them?
Yeah, because a lot of them, like, I'm not going to name individuals because I don't think it's fair, but it's a lot of them who have got a lot of blowback love The Traitors. And they've watched every Traitor as possible, and they are making it interesting. If we cast, look, next year, if we go keep going the way we're doing, we're gonna have 22 Mother Teresas in the castle next year. We need characters. We need a bit of evil. I know there's evil within me, and that's why I'm not on The Traitors.
There'll be a celebrity Traitors here, Alison.
Yeah, yes. And I will not be on that.
Absolutely.
I care too much about my career. I would destroy it.
Who have you been most impressed by so far?
Okay, well, it is. Look, it's like saying you love cheese and onion crisps to say you love Paddy.
Yeah.
I love Paddy. Andrew, the son, was very good because he was kind of very traitor minded, and I'm sad that he only had like one day as a traitor.
Yeah,
I love Owen. I love Vanessa. I even love Eamon, and that is controversial.
Wow.
That is controversial, but Eamon was going there with a game plan.
I'll tell you what, for all the people giving out about Eamon, I don't think the show would have been near as big as it was were it not for Eamon. Eamon and Paddy were the two worlds colliding. The show needed that at the start.
Would I like a traffic stop from Eamon? No, but I'd love to watch him on television. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's brilliant.
He was really, really good. Oyen as well, I would agree. There was entire episodes where you were just watching and she was saying nothing and she was soaking it all in.
Yeah.
And then anything she did say, she was bang on.
She truly is.
You go
is
back
the
and
oracle.
You kind of think back. I think Oyen said that about two episodes ago.
Yeah, and like Nick is more confident, and like Nick and
certainly not lacking in confidence.
Definitely not. And he is right sometimes, but sometimes not right. You know, but everyone listened to him, and not a lot of people listen to Oyen.
Yes.
And it's because I think Oyen's a genius, but I think there's a combination of Oyen's, like, when she says stuff it's amazing, but she doesn't shout it.
Yeah, Nick is funny, right? I actually really like Nick as well.
I think
he's a bit of
like
crack.
Nick.
Because he himself and Ben, they handled one, there was one situation around the table that they handled really badly. They kind of patronised all the other contestants and told them, you know, you're all idiots, you should have let this contestant stay in, Caitlin, wasn't it? And we could have manipulated her. And everybody pushed back. They kind of they got their hackles up and they said, you know, who are you to be our leader? And actually, kind of, Nick has shown in the time since, people can be led. And Nick is leading a lot of them.
He is, but Nick is being quiet now and letting the women kill each other. Like, that's what's happening now. It is an absolute, it's like...
Nick is shrewd out.
Nick, do you know what? Nick is like the toilet inspector in a women's toilets in a nightclub. Just being quiet.
There's no toilet
inspector, but you know the people that like people who sell perfume and stuff, they keep quiet and let the women shout at each other. It felt like watching the inside of a nightclub toilet past 2 nights.
Do they? I've been inside men's toilets in a nightclub, I know the people you're talking about. There's not a man in the women's toilets doing that, is there?
There is sometimes, yeah.
Is
don't tell some people, they'll go mad.
No way,
be like,
really?
Yeah, I've had
a man
before.
In a woman's space.
I know. Where's your man? We'll call him.
Anyway.
Yeah, but like, yeah, like I have watched it the past 2 days and I have been going, oh, please stop going at each other, women. But I do it myself. So, like, I'm never jealous of male comedians. Always jealous of women comedians.
Oh, look.
And isn't that terrible?
Isn't it terrible?
Yeah,
isn't
it
terrible?
Yeah.
Not terrible for us, because you just consume yourselves,
exactly,
you know? And the
nicks
of this world, just stand by and let it happen.
Exactly, that's it.
Yeah,
that's
and
it.
Then walk over your corpses.
What a beautiful tale.
That is how Nick is going to win that.
But what
trampling over the corpses of everybody else.
It's such a small price. It's €50,000.
Yeah.
And we are like, there's father going against son, killing the sons. There's there are people that will never talk to each other ever again over €50,000. And I think that's the most Irish story ever told. It's like a Brendan Behan play.
It absolutely is. Who's going to win it?
I do think actually the traitors might have a chance now because Faye is gone. I loved Faye, but Faye was too loyal to the two traitors. So it all depends on Kelly. Kelly is the key. Whoever can convince Kelly, they'll win it. And it's between Vanessa and Noyan and the two lads.
Kelly was lucky, didn't she? Who was killed off early?
Yeah, she's been lucky generally. Like, she's lucky that her mate was killed off two nights ago. Because I think in the Traitors generally, because I've watched a lot of the Traitors, it is best to be on your own, but only at the end. If you're on your own before, you'll be picked off quite soon. And that's why Wilkins got killed.
Yes.
I mean, it's a bit late for me to say in spoiler alert now to anyone that's listening to the show.
No.
You should have caught up by now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the final tonight.
No, you got to watch this type of stuff live.
Yeah, it is amazing. Absolutely. It's water cooler chat. And I'm going to the finale tonight. I have to dress all glam.
Go away.
Yeah, I'm literally going to go into your bathroom and put makeup on.
They're eyeing you up for the celebrity version, Alison.
I'm telling you now. Can you imagine the celebrity version?
Should wear a green cloak tonight.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that like
really just reinforced what
dressing
you're after.
For the job I want.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. It's supposed to be glam, so I'm going to get glam in the News Talk bathrooms now in
all
about
right.
10 minutes.
Well, tell your man who works in there with the perfume.
With the perfume, that, yeah.
So tell him I said hello. I didn't realise he was in there all
this
time.
Get out of women's spaces, you've been told.
You've got a gig coming up in Vicar Street in the new year.
Yeah, I do. April 11th. It's called Big and it's touring around Ireland. February 21st in Limerick, I think. Cork is 21st, Limerick is the 20th, and Galway the 19th. So come along to that.
All right, Big with Alison Spittle. Alison, thank you very, very much. Go to the bathroom, get glammed up, enjoy the finale of The Traitors.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.